Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
you just offer a worship here?
You gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. Though you gave us these songs, we'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Oh,
talking about the time. Yeah. Nobody is as bad but yours. Washes white as snow.
It washes white. And
they love you, they love you, they love you, Lord.
It washes white and
your blood washes.
It washes
white.
Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We bless the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, and we say, thank you. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night, and we say, thank you. We bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We adore you, Almighty God. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory, O God. We never would have made it without you, O God. We are only making it bless you, O God. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We ask you this morning to take preeminence in our lives. Take complete and absolute control of our lives, Holy Spirit. We surrender totally and completely to you, Holy Spirit. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of things that we have done that is not pleasing to you. Lord, you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Lord, koros danda taye koye. Father God, you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy, mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy, oh God, your mercies are new every morning. Redouble your mercy, oh God, almighty God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, O God. Your word said, be ye holy, for I am holy, O God. We are only holy in Christ Jesus because of Jesus Christ. We are holy. Our righteousness has reigned. And so, Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for salvation. Without Jesus, there's no mercy, there's no grace. But, Lord, we thank you because Jesus is mercy. Jesus is grace. Thank you, Lord, for the price he paid on the cross for us. Lord, we say thank you. We appreciate you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for that sacrifice you made for us. You gave your life to save us. And Lord, we thank you that you love us, that your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you should not perish, but have eternal life. And so, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. And this morning, Lord, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak this airways. The airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood flow like a tsunami in our homes in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system. In the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we suck our children in the blood of Jesus. Begin to call the names of your children. Wherever you are, whether they're 6 months old or 1 day old, or whether they're 50 years old, 80 years or whatever, begin to call the names of those in your family that you want to cover with, be covered with the blood. Father God, the blood of Jesus. Lord, I cover my children with the blood. I cover my husband with the blood of Jesus. Apostle Irving with the blood of Jesus. Lord, I cover Tina with the blood of Jesus. Lord, Tina and her husband with the blood of Jesus. I cover Mandakai with the blood of Jesus. I cover her children, Tina's children, with the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, her husband's children, their family, their whole family, laundry, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood cover the whole household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect the household. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, move in their midst. Let the blood of Jesus touch Mordecai, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus bring transformation, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away sins? The blood of Jesus. Lord, Father God, I release the blood of Jesus into Al and Nikki's household. I cover them in the blood of Jesus. I cover CJ and Jameer in the blood of Jesus. Uriah, my sister, the Akuya, this sister, the blood of Jesus. Cover, oh God, Tamari in the blood of Jesus. It's also in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, I cover Ricky in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood is also in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I cover Shay in the blood of Jesus, the children in the blood of Jesus, Makari, the whole household in the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns Ricky's life, oh, God. The blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns Al's life. The blood of Jesus, Al and his family life. The blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns Tina and Micah and the family's life. The blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns Apostle Irving. The blood of Jesus. I cover Krista and her children with the blood of Jesus. Uriah, my son, Uriah, my sister. Oh, Father God, our household with the blood of Jesus. I cover Christian, the blood of Jesus. Joshua and Zechariah with the blood of Jesus. Who do you have my sister? I think all that concerns them with the blood of Jesus. Who do you have my sister? Oh, Lord, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I cover Perina and her children with the blood of Jesus. Kuria Masateria, Kuria Nesateria, oh, Perina Pia and Kuti with the blood of Jesus, Yakuria Masate. I cover Richard and Alexia with the blood of Jesus, and Richard's also with the blood of Jesus, Grace and the children with the blood of Jesus. I cover Sewell and his family with the blood of Jesus, oh God, his wife and children with the blood of Jesus. Nicholas and Amberly with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood speak for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Chanel with the blood of Jesus. Chelsea with the blood of Jesus. Seymour with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, Janae with the blood of Jesus. Chanel with the blood of Jesus. Daryl with the blood of Jesus. I cover Abina with the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I cover Rubel and his wife and family with the blood of Jesus. Oh, I cover Nana Abina with the blood, the blood, the blood. Let the blood perfect our family. The blood of Jesus. Every cell in my body, tissue, organ, system in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. This building, the blood of Jesus. In my life, in our lives, with the blood of Jesus. This service, with the blood of Jesus. Perfect everything that concerns our lives through the blood. Let the blood make us whole. Let the blood sustain and revive us. The blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, everyone under the sound of my voice, we put on the full armor, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to send divine angelic assistance to be with us, guiding us and protecting us, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Gloria Masantiriaco, Gloria Setetetetequia Massif, Gloria Masantiria Curia Massif, Yecuria Masantoria Curia Massif. Hey, yes, Lord. Oria Masateria Kurumase. Yekuria Masateria Kurumaseria Kurumase. Yekuria Masateria Kurumaseria Kur. Oh, Yekuria Masi. Father, we bless you, O God. Yekaya Masatekuyanese. Oh, God, renew our mind. Transform our ways. Holy Spirit, we need you. Let your light shine in every dark area of our lives. Let there be light, Holy Ghost. Let there be light, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We worship you. We cannot pray without you. We need you to pray. We need you in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, lead us. Guide us, Holy Ghost. Forgive us for being stubborn, Holy Spirit, and our following after you. Have mercy. Lord, let us be receptive to receive what thus says the Lord, what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we ask you, Lord, to release an overflow of blessings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you shield us, every one of us here, with favor, with your favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. And we bless you. Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Oh God, it is all about you. Father God, I pray for Apostle Tawanda's children in the name of Jesus and her grandchildren, oh God. The whole family, that you will continue to comfort the family, oh God. In the name of Jesus and all those who are grieving the loss of their loved ones. Father God, sometimes there may be years, but the pain is still there. And so, Father God, I pray that you will continue to comfort the hearts of all those that are still grieving the loss of their relative, knowing that if your relative, if our family and friends die in Christ, that we will see them again. In the name of Jesus, and we pray that we don't take these things lightly, that we speak salvation for those in our families that do not know Jesus Christ. We pray that, Lord, salvation, but Lord, that we live up a life that is pleasing to God, knowing that any day that he can call us home. Father God, not because of fear, because we love Jesus and we want to be with him. Oh God, hallelujah. We want you to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Father God, that everything you pour in us, that will pour out, oh God. Father God, let us learn to love as you love. Let us learn to forgive as you forgive. Every negative habit in our lives, Lord, we surrender to you. We come against all generational curses. We cancel to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plan for our lives and destinies. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're doing Genesis. Good morning to all of you who's just joining us. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries, where sometimes we come on a little later because of the slowness of the internet. Amen. And I need the internet to be able to run the service. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So bear with me. Hallelujah for some of these technical glitches, but nevertheless, we are here to praise God. Hallelujah. If you come at 5 a.m., you don't see me, don't worry. I'm trying to push through with the internet service. Amen. And we always try to do at least 30 minutes of worship. So this morning, we came on at 5:20 because of the service. But it's not going to stop us from praying. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Let us look at Genesis 27. And this is where we're talking about Esau and Jacob stealing his brother's blessings. Hallelujah. And we talk about eavesdropping. And I spoke a little bit about it. When you're an eavesdropper, there's a lot of stuff that takes place. You can destroy life because an eavesdropper is a talebearer most of the time. And some, they don't tell the truth. Most times they don't tell the truth. They got some eavesdroppers who will bring good news and blessings, but the most of them are tale bearers and they're there to destroy families, and that's not our portion in the name of Jesus. But the part of this story that really bugs my mind, and I bet it does each of you, is the mother trying to manipulate the destinies. Even though God has said that Jacob is the promise, you don't have to do anything. You know what? God releases his promise, even though it might seem impossible to us. He got it. God ways are not man's ways. God thoughts are not man's thoughts. All we have to do, trust the word, trust his promises. You don't need to know how he will bring it out. We just need to trust him. As parents, my brothers and sisters, let me say this to you. Don't play one child against another. There's no way you will birth two or three children and you treat one child different, you know, try to manipulate one to the other. Parents who do that, even if you say, okay, yeah, maybe this particular child you have, they pay more attention to you, they do this, they do that, but don't leave your children in chaos when you live in this world. You're fighting with each other. This is some of the things that bring our generational curses. Because sometimes we as parents, we are to blame. We do these things, and not sometimes we do it unconsciously, and these children are hurt. So we need to be very, very careful. And pray for our children. So when we leave this world, we'll leave them fighting each other, tearing each other apart. Rebecca did this. She should not have done it. She should not have gotten into God's plan. God had his way. If God says he's going to do something for you, he's going to do it for you. You don't need to manipulate it. Remember, we saw it before. Sarah, when they got Hagar to sleep with Abraham. All this stuff caused confusion. Don't force what God says he's going to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I just want us to, this is just for you to pay attention to this. And then look at if Isaac's eyes were not dim, he would have. He sensed the difference in the voice. But then when he felt the skin, He saw the mother. This mother was very cunning. She even had the clothes. And then she told her son, let the curse come on me. Because he didn't want to do it first, but she said, if anything, so she decided to receive the curse. I mean, all these things, this is what, I don't know, but you, there's so much family problems. Some mothers are terrible. They cause so much confusion in among the family. Some mothers give their children out to the devil as early as can be. And the children wonder why they're having so much problems. Some mothers, they couldn't have children. And then they go to these different herbalists. And when they go to the herbalist will tell them directly, but indirectly, this child you're having, goes to the devil, and they wonder why their children acting the way they're acting and all that stuff. Because you got to pray to God in those things. You know, and a child, you wonder why, not knowing, you have dedicated this child to the devil instead of waiting on God or just praying. Then, you know, everybody wants to rush. God takes his time to deal with us. He carries us through the process. And so you have a lot of demonic children running around who mothers have given them up to the enemy, not really realizing what they're doing, because they're so desperate to have children. But God will still give you children. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you don't have to do all of that. Just pray. And maybe some people will say, Apostle, you say it, yes, it was easier for me to have kids. I never went through issues to have kids, but still, I have friends and families that went through issues for years, and they kept on praying, and God still gave them a child. They didn't have to give their children, dedicate their womb to the devil. No, they waited and prayed, and God gave them good children. They didn't have to do it, no exchange. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So we have to be extremely careful with these things. Hallelujah. Let us wait on God. And what he says he will do, he will do. And you don't have to be a mother just because a baby came from your womb. Some people, babies, they have so many babies. They are very prolific, but they're not mothers. They don't even treat those kids nice. So even if let's say you cannot have children, there are a lot of children out there that need mothers. So either way, but don't be, manipulative mother. Amen. In the name of Jesus, don't do it. We all have kids. Some gave us, some are mouthy, some are this, some are, they got different personalities. Even if they come from the same father, they all got different personalities. God will not give you children that you cannot, because God has placed everything in you to be a good parent. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Rebecca was chosen by God to be Isaac's wife. But look, causing confusion with her two sons. So now, animosity, Esau is angry, completely angry. In bed, he's angry. Jacob cannot, Isaac cannot reverse what he's given to Jacob. It cannot be reversed. Amen. And then Esau crying out. And then all that Jacob said, I can't give you anymore. The only thing Isaac could receive from his father was this. But when you grow, verse 40, the last part, Genesis 28:40. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. So this particular promise is a good one, because that means God is saying you will not be eternally in bondage with your brother, because you will get tired of it, and then you will throw your brother's yoke from off your neck. Verse 41, Esau had a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother. Then another east, when Rebekah was told what her older son Esau had said, she sent for her younger son Jacob and said, your brother Esau is planning to avenge himself by killing you. Now then, my son, do what I say. Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay with him for a while until your brother tears subsides, when your brother is no longer angry with you and forgets what you did to him. I said word for you to come back from there. Or should I lose both of you in one day? She didn't even, the day she eavesdropped, she had lost both of them. The day she manipulated her son, she had lost both of them. You know, what should I do with this mother? And God is speaking to mothers this morning, to us mothers, including myself. Rebecca said to Isaac, I am disgusted with living because of these high-class women. If Jacob takes a wife from among the women of this land, from high-class women like these, my life would not be worth living. She got me. Now she even want to be into picking who his wife would be. She really loved that Jacob. She's into everything concerning his son. If he's a loving son, but she still has no right. So now, is living a life of fear. He has received the blessings from his dad, and now he's running. There's a big friction in the family. Think about it. I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Are we the ones, mothers, causing friction in our families? Supposed to be nurturer. We're supposed to be bringing love and unity. Are we the ones? What are we doing in our life that causes our children to get back at each other? Think about it, because this is what I hear the Spirit of God saying. Say, Lord, search me. Are you the one taking you from one child to the next child? Are you the one mother, because you love one son or one daughter, you don't like the other? I mean, all those things are wrong. Pray to the Lord. We pray to the Holy Spirit to help us. And sometimes, as parents, I do that with my kids. You sit down and have a dialogue with them. Tell me what you feel. And I'm not going to get angry when you tell me how you feel. What do you feel? Do you feel I'm treating you fair? I always did that with my children, because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't causing havoc amongst them. I do it all the time. I just did that the other day. And believe me, you would be surprised at what your children hold against you. Simple things, but you can get it right. And there's nothing wrong with telling your kids sorry. I didn't know you felt that way. And you get, amen, in the name of Jesus. And then we as parents, we can ask God for mercy. Lord, teach us to be the best parent that we can be. Oh, Lord, teach us. Look at Jesus' mother, Mary. She was a good mother. Hallelujah. We can ask God to teach us. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow we'll go into the depths, and I'll break the lessons down and give you some prayer points. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hopefully we will start on time so I can break it down In fact, I will come earlier on the line so I can start exactly at 5:15. I will come early, and I'll start teaching from 5:15 so we can break it down and be finished by 6 o'clock. So if you come on at 5, you would have the worship, but I will start on time so the lesson can be broken, because God is speaking to us about Genesis 27 and Genesis 28. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord is upon each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, God is doing something new. And I don't know whether you recognize it or not, but he's doing something great in your life. And I pray that you recognize what he's doing, those that's here right now, and those that will listen at another time. There's a divine shifting, but you have to be sensitive. God is blessing the fruit of your labor, of your hands. Hallelujah. He is blessing the fruit of your labor. He is blessing the fruit of your hand. Hallelujah. I feel it. I feel that somebody's being blessed. Financially, I see blessing. I see double portions that the Lord is releasing. And it doesn't have to be cash. It could be in an investment or something. God wants the Elijah territory. Hallelujah. If you've been faithful in your giving, you are a candidate for God's blessing. When I say giving, your church, your tithe, your offering, giving of your time. We have people in this ministry that are diligent. God is blessing you. Hallelujah. Receive those blessings that he has for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your love and your faithfulness, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that favor is a protection, that favor is shield. We thank you, Lord, for your fresh oil, your empowerment, your first anointing. We thank you for creative, innovative ideas. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the works of our hands in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for making a way to be no way. We thank you, Lord, that we have a hand and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are lenders and not borrowers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Father, we thank you for this ministry, oh God. Oh God, we bless you, oh God. It is your ministry. So we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and you take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And so, Father, we say that the earth never swallow us, our ministries, or our destinies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, according to your word is your word, your word, your word. Let the earth support us and you it's increased to us by all means. So walk in the high places of the earth, eating of the increase of the fields in the name of Jesus. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. We commit our blessing side to the earth to be released in Jesus' mighty name. O earth, reckon us to be prosperous in our life and ministry. Let our heavens be opened up this day in the name of Jesus. We bind every prince of Persia and rebuke every event in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the mighty name of Jesus. By reason of opening heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly and unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good air rest upon us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Under opening heavens, let your spirit begin to move in our lives in an unprecedented dimension, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, for abundant grace, sustaining grace, in the name of Jesus. Father, release us the rapture overflow of your rains upon our lives and upon this ministry, in the name of Jesus. on the open heavens, grant us open revelations, and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. When the heavens come down and visit us, O God, the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we didn't even ask for. Let our heavens remain continually open in all seasons in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask you to bless Mother Somerville in the name of Jesus. Cover her with the blood of Jesus. Father God, I pray, O God, that you touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I pray that you shield her, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for Mother Brooks, O God. I ask you to be with her, O God. Guide and protect her as they travel, O God. Be with them. Keep evil away from them, O God. I pray for Mother Brooks' son-in-law, O God. I pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. That you heal him, O God. Let him live to declare your goodness in the land, in this land of the living, O God. I pray, Lord, that you keep sickness away from Mother Brooks and Mother Somerville and their families in the name of Jesus. You be with them in Liberia. Let your holy angels be with them 24/7, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless their households in the name of Jesus and bless them in a special way. Father God, hear their prayers, O God. We thank you, Lord. These are dedicated women, O God, looking up to you. So we ask you to bless them. These are your daughters. Bless them. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless Mother Young, O God, the mothers. Bless, O God, Fatmata, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless Marietta, bless Allison and her husband and the children, the family, in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister and her family, in the name of Jesus. Bless all those that are part of this ministry. Bless them in a special way. Father, you know what they stand in need of, O God. Answer their prayers, hear their prayers. Keep evil away from them. Oh, Father God, keep each and every member in your secret place. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. No weapon formed against them, O God. No weapon formed against us, O God, shall prosper. We pray for Reverend Cooper, O God. Be with her husband and her family. Heal them, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come against sickness. We cast the after work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives and destiny. We cast every negative word spoken against our lives and destiny, and we superimpose only God's plans and purpose for our lives. Help us to walk in love and forgiveness. Help us to forgive as you forgive us. Father God, we need you every second. We need you every hour. So we pray a special favor for those that are here. And those that will listen at another time, in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you. Don't forget tomorrow. Come on time. So we can go through these lessons, precept by precept, line by line. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Today, Lord, we ask, O God, that you pour out your fire on us. I'm